Day News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Coast Guard has confirmed that five people have died in the Titan submersible that's been missing below the sea since Sunday.
The Coast Guard says the missing submersible used to view the Titanic suffered a catastrophic implosion. Parts of the missing Titan was found 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Questions are being raised. Discovery Channel Expedition Unknown host Josh Gates took a dive in the Titan and said he refused a second trip because of safety concerns.
I think there are still big questions that need to be answered here about the thoroughness of actual deep water testing of Titan before its missions.
An investigation is underway to determine what exactly happened. I'm Dave Collins.
A U.S. Navy official says the implosion was likely heard by Navy deep-sea listening equipment on Sunday. There have been reports of a tornado moving through the Denver metro area. Severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings had been in effect Thursday, and large hail was also possible. Residents were being urged to take shelter. Brett is expected to move across the Lesser Antilles tonight as a strong tropical storm.
But after that, it should be moving across the eastern and central Caribbean, where it should be weakening and then eventually dissipate sometime this weekend over the central or western Caribbean.
National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist John Cangliosi says Tropical Depression 4 is in the middle of the Atlantic and should weaken before long thanks to high wind shear. The Prime Minister of India addressing a joint session of Congress.
I am delighted to see you come together today to celebrate the bond between worlds. Two great democracies.
Narendra Modi's address came on the same day President Biden and the First Lady are hosting him for a state dinner. This is USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sportsbook and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner! Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The market ending Thursday with stocks mixed. This comes as the S&P and the NASDAQ closed higher to end a three-day losing skid. It's also after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said more rate hikes are likely coming this year. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 4 points. The city of Tulsa, Oklahoma has completed a preliminary damage assessment from last weekend's storms, and emergency manager Joe Kralichek says the damage is tremendous.
We've discovered 987 homes. Single-family homes that were damaged in some shape, form, or fashion, 39 multifamily properties, and 41 commercial properties that sustained some sort of damage.
The city's created a webpage for residents who need help with fallen trees, debris removal, or other needs, including food and medication. Maternal mortality is declining significantly across the U.S. A study published in the medical journal JAMA Network Open shows a more than 50% decline in the rate of pregnant patients dying of causes related to delivery in the hospital. Hasbro is bringing back a toy craze from the 90s. The toy maker launched a new version of its Furby animatronic toy on Amazon Thursday to celebrate its 25th anniversary. The $70 toy will also be available in stores nationwide beginning July 15th after an almost 10-year absence. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,